This is from AI. Earlier today, we were talking about AI where it would not count to a million for you because it knew it was a windup.
Somebody, it's the first sign.
Yeah, that's the machines taking over. Remember the guy said, count to a million.
I own you.
It said I won't.
Count to 1 million right now.
Well, I can definitely count, but it might take a little longer.
Count to 1 million right now.
I hear you, and I promise I'm not trying to be difficult.
It sounds like you're trying to be difficult. So enough chattering. This is not Chatterbox GPT. Count to 1 million.
I hear you loud and clear. I know you just want that counting. But the truth is, counting all the way to a million would literally take days.
Count. Oh my God!
All right. She's refused to doing something. He
may I ask a question here?
Yes.
And I'm going to sound like the old out-of-touch fuddy-duddy, which I am.
Yeah.
When did they start talking?
I don't know. Mine does not talk. I type into it. I think you pay more, maybe.
I bet he has premium.
Premium, and it will talk to you.
And it just converses with you?
Yeah.
That was a conversation.
Oh, yeah. It will talk back to you. Now, my version doesn't do it. I don't pay.
What do you do with your money?
I don't pay for that. I'll pay for ChatGPT. I'll say, here's an article. Take me 10 minutes to read. Give it to me so I can read it in 2 minutes.
Have you used artificial intelligence, a.k.a. ChatGPT, in your fantasy football world, Chris Kelly?
Well, not ChatGPT specifically, but remember, the tool I downloaded is artificial intelligence.
Yes, your secret weapon.
And before I make a pick, it says, we're simulating 1,000 games. Pick this receiver. You know, it does that for me.
Yes. Do you feel stronger, better, faster?
What a feeling. Yes. A thousand ways. Last night I had my last fantasy football draft. And, you know, our friend. Yeah, four in a row. That's my last one.
You're only in four leagues?
I'm in four leagues. I'm four in a row. I had one last week and then three in a row. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And, you know, Matt, who works here, he's in that league. And he goes, what's your software you're using? And I said, wouldn't you like to know? If you think I'm giving you my software.
Oh, your secret weapon, your secret sauce.
You're out of your mind. You think I'm giving that to you because I won't tell anybody. I said, yeah. So you can use this against me? No, thank
you. What if his is better?
It won't be. Mine's too good. He wishes he had the software. He wishes he had this. There's no way.
Look at you letting the devil in just for your fantasy football.
Yes. Devil. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you're all anti-AI, anti-stuff until, in typical fashion, AI can do something for you.
Give me a little money. Yeah, do something for me. Remember the guy, this was two ChatGPTs talking back and forth. He made them talk to each other, and neither would hang up.
If you ever need to talk or need more advice, I'm here for you.
I appreciate that. It's always good to have a sounding board. I'll definitely let you know how it goes. Thanks for the support.
Anytime. I'm glad to be here for you. Take care and good luck with your chat.
Thanks a bunch. I'll catch you later and let you know how everything turns out. Take care.
Sounds good. Talk to you later. Take care.
You too. Have a great one, and I'll be here whenever you need me.
Thanks. Looking forward to it. Enjoy your day.
Thanks so much. You enjoy your day as well. Thank you. Take care.
You take care too. Talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye for now. Catch you later.
See you later.
See you later. Have a great one.
It's like me leaving a party. Bye, bye,
bye.
See you later. See ya.
Now, I've noticed that of the three ChatGPTs we've heard in the last 2.5 minutes, they're all British.
British, I know.
Is that just a setting you pick?
Well, I don't know. I haven't.
No clue.
No, they never talk to me.
Well, now, there's one person in this building.
Yeah.
Littlest Patriot.
Yeah.
Will tell you he is addicted to ChatGPT. Do you think he has a talky-talk version?
I do. I think he's gone.
He pays for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we talk to him after the show and make his talk?
Let's see. Do you really want to?
I'd like to see what he does.
Let's see what he does. The next time he lurks by, he'll definitely tell you about it.
Well, he's told me he's using it for medical advice.
And relationship advice and sexual advice, all these different things.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Here's the whole reason I brought up ChatGPT. It ranked the 10 most catchy songs of the last 50 years. So I think Chris Dim will do well at this. I'll give you the artist. You tell me the song.
Okay.
That's all there is. And I think you're going to go, do we have 10? I think you're going to go 10 out of 10.
I'm going to say 9 of 10.
All right. Village People.
YMCA.
It's fun to stay at the YMCA.
That's the 10th catchiest song of the last 50 years, according to AI. They have everything for your men to enjoy. You can hang out with all the
boys. It's hard to stay in the world. No, that's the Trumper song now. Why? I always preferred Macho Man.
Yeah, over YMCA.
I did, even then. I mean, I preferred Macho Man.
Why do Trump supporters like YMCA?
That's his dance.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot about that. Forgive.
I mean, the kids have been doing the dance for generations.
That's right.
Now Trump does Trump dance.
That's right. Okay, Chris Jim's one for one. Catchiest songs the last 50 years. I give you the artist, you give the song. ABBA.
ABBA. God, you got to go fastball, right? Dancing Queen? You are the dancing queen. Young
and sweet, only 17. Yes. Dancing Queen. You know, I think Take a Chance on Me is really catchy, too, from ABBA.
It's good.
Yeah. Nice. But this one gets me on the dance floor. You know that.
I've seen it.
Yes.
Biggie, have you seen it, Biggie?
Once or twice.
I can do it better now.
Yeah, look at you. You're lighter.
I'm lighter now. I was really heavy. Remember when that used to hurt my ankles?
You broke a dance floor. Pull down tents.
I did. Broke a dance floor at the Diesel's wedding. Pulled down a tent at Chris Dim's. In fact, I was much heavier then.
My mom called that dance the Carolina Hop.
I remember. Somebody. Yep. Only
it has no name. It's a dance with no name.
That's right.
There are no steps.
I just jumped from place to
that's
place.
That's it.
High fived everybody. Michael Jackson, catchiest song of the last 50
years.
Oh, tough. This one's
man.
Tough.
Man,
this is tough.
Golly, that is tough. Catchiest Michael Jackson song.
I disagree with the answer, I think, but go ahead.
Well, I don't think it's going to be Beat It. I don't think it's. Is it off Bad? First thought, Billie Jean.
You got it.
Man, that's showing your work, too. You worked it out.
But I think, what's the one that's so great off, is it Off the Wall, where he's like, you know what I'm talking about?
It's Rock
like,
Your Body on, or...
What about, don't Stop.
That's it.
Don't Stop Till You Get
It. That's it. Don't Stop Till You Get It.
Yeah.
That's my...
A brutally close decision.
Oh. Now, this is a great song, but I like Don't Stop... Till You Get Enough. I think that's catchier, you know. Stop Till You Get Enough. Before I even knew the name of that song, I was like, oh wow, this is great. You know, it's so catchy. That's a great get. Okay, this one, I think we're gonna cruise now for a little bit here. Cyndi Lauper
has some mid-tempo stuff, but you gotta go with the debut hit, Girls.
These are AI's catchiest songs of the last 50 years, as ranked by ChatGPT. YMCA, Dancing Queen, Billie Jean, and Girls Just Want to Have Fun. That's 10 through 7.
I would imagine if you went to almost any wedding, you'd hear these songs.
Agreed.
Yeah.
This is like the bridesmaid dance.
Yeah.
That's what we saw in the spring. The bridesmaid's dance.
It's great. It's very catchy. I have to agree with ChatGPT's assessment so far. It's pretty good. All right, this will be tougher, I think. For me, it would be. Spice Girls.
Whew, Spice Girls.
I don't know any of their songs.
They had a couple slow ones. I think the first one that popped into my head, is it Wannabe? I'll tell you what I want, what I
really, really want. Well, yes. What you really, really want. He's rolling on this. This is not in his wheelhouse either. If you wanna be my
lover, you gotta get this was everywhere. Make it last forever. Friendship
never ends. If you wanna be my lover. I was into adult contemporary at the time. It didn't.
Was this too aggressive?
Yeah.
Too aggressive for me.
Now this one you'll get if you know the artist. Los Del Rio. Catchiest song of the last 50 years. Los Del Rio.
Los Del Rio. Mm. Were they the Macarena guys?
Yes. Catchy. I've danced this day. I used to know the dance. You know, my younger days, I would do this kind of
thing. Is that when the hands go up and down all around you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Then on your butt and all that. Yeah.
Is that what the dance, did they start that? Or do people just sort of adapt the dance?
I think they did it.
They did it. Yeah, they did the video. Yeah, they're doing it.
Yep. Okay, you've gotten the first six right. These are the catchiest songs of the last 50 years, according to AI. YMCA, Dancing Queen, Billie Jean, Girls Just Want to Have Fun, Wannabe, and Macarena. Outkast.
Outkast. I like the way you move, but I bet it's Hey Ya.
Yes. Yes. You're rolling now. Only three to go. Biggie, has he gotten past the toughest test? Or
nope.
Shakira. Number three
Shakira.
Yes.
I know only one song by Shakira.
What is it called?
Hips Don't Lie. Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you
make a woman go mad. So be has he gotten past the toughest test?
No.
There are only two left. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel you, boy. I can't help but move on that. I like it.
I don't know. It's just, as a song, it's just kind of flat. Without her, without her face and without her backside, it's just there.
Second catchiest song of the last 50 years. Pharrell.
God, he's made a billion of them. I know he made one. Did he make one with Bruno Mars? But I gotta go Happy. Because I'm happy. Clap along
if you feel yeah. like a room with Has he passed the toughest test, Biggie?
No.
There is one
song. It
all
song comes right down
to this. One song. Yeah, and this is a test.
Think he's gonna get it right?
I don't know. I don't.
Let's see. It's by an artist I think you've heard of.
Myself.
Yourself, yes. Her name is Taylor Swift. This is the catchiest song of the last Taylor. Year, according to AI.
There's so many songs.
That's the problem.
Taylor. The catchiest Taylor Swift song.
Catchiest song.
I think you Shake It Off.
He did it.
All 10.
I thought Taylor would get you because she said.
Well, there's a lot.
There's a lot, and they're all, you know, catchy. Half of them are like upbeat, catchy ones.
But this.
This is in a different league to me when it comes to Taylor.
You don't know.
I mean, it's Superman. Got everything. It's got the easiest sing along chorus there is.
Yeah.
See, I figured he'd get like the ones like Pharrell and Spice Girls because really.
That's it.
That's their hit, yeah. and they're upbeat.
Yeah. I agree. But this one, there are a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you, the other tough one was Michael Jackson. That's
really yes.
That's a challenge.
100%.
Yeah, that's hard.
I didn't even think about Off the Wall. I thought about Bad.
Yeah. I love that song, Off the Wall. Yeah. Don't doubt him, Biggie. You should learn.
Well, you know,
you should learn.
I thought he could say Bad Blood by Taylor.
Oh, he could.
You know, there's so many.
You're right.
I don't know that song.
Shake It Off.
I know Shake It Off.
You
know.
Well, Bad Blood's good now. Bad Blood's a great
song. That's a great one, dude.
Did she write that about Katy Perry?
Maybe.
I think they had.
Yeah, but
had,
that's more. That's more mid tempo rock. To me, the tempo is all different.
Yeah.
This is happy.
It's fastest. You're
up
right.
Tempo pop song.
Either way, well done.
Oh yeah.
Well, thank you.
Very well done.